Y'all hear that? Is it getting you in the Christmas spirit? Because it is for me. And you know what starts this weekend? Chase is here with me. We're going to do the Q&A, but before we get to that, he probably doesn't even know. One guess. What starts this weekend?
I'm going to guess Hallmark movies.
Yes.
Christmas Hallmark movies.
Yes, they do. And I cannot.
I'm catching on.
Wait. I mean, I am so pumped, but also, if I have to cough mid-podcast, I don't know. I went to Austin this last weekend for my 20-year high school reunion. And when I got there, I started sneezing and coughing. And I don't know if it was allergies. And then all of a sudden, I had this horrible cough. And my doctor, I was hanging out with him. He's my husband's best friend. And Stashira went to a wedding with them while I went to my reunion. We were all staying at the same hotel. And he listened to my cough and said it was an asthma, like an allergy-induced asthma cough. So it was the allergies, but it caused a cough. So that's what's happening. Like, I feel fine, but like every once in a while I have to cough. And then my back is in like tons of pain. So every time I cough, my back like spasms and I'm like, oh, like it's
rough.
Not, I know. I was like, walked into that 20-year high school reunion about 80 years old. So that felt amazing. But it was a lot of fun to go back and like see people. So pretty solid weekend. And then I think after the 20 year, they do, our next one's like a 25 year. Like it used to be 10 year, 20 year, and then it gets smaller. I don't know why. Then it goes 25, 30, maybe 35. And I have to cough.
I mean, I could see that when people—
Chase, you talk.
I could see like the 5 year thing, like maybe after 30 or 40, because—
Right,
this
people get
bad.
Older. I know.
Yeah, but
and like
you're still young.
I know.
But then again, you're coughing, throwing your back
I know.
Out.
So it's all we're recording at my house, and here I don't have a cough button. But like at the studio, I have a cough button. And today on the Bobby Bone Show, I kept having to like press it and cough. And then Bobby was like so scared I was going to get him sick, and I'm like, no, I'm not sick. It's allergy induced asthma or something. So. If I had an inhaler, like if someone, I could use an inhaler and it would help me. He said he went to see if his son had his inhaler with him at the hotel and he didn't because I was going to borrow that because he said it would help me. But anyhoozy, mm-hmm. Guess I'm just going to ride this one out. But anyway, back to Mariah Carey and this fun little ditty that helps get us in the mood for Christmas. I am playing it for y'all because... Four Things Christmas pullovers are officially available, and we're seeing y'all's orders come in, and they're so cute and awesome and amazing, but we really haven't promoted it that much. Like I mentioned it on the podcast last week that it was come out the same day as the Pimp and Joy tie-dye, which shout out to everybody that bought that new line on Friday because we raised so much money that'll go towards so much good. Like we love having... a general fund. Like sometimes we have specific causes that we're fundraising for. Like our last one this summer was for Army Specialist Scotty West, where we were partnering with Building Homes for Heroes and building him a home. And we've done that before. And, or sometimes there's, you know, a tornado or something that has come through like floods and we can respond to the tragedy. So we have something specific there or, you know, St. Jude. I mean, the list goes on of different groups that we've worked with. But we recently, there was a little boy that is diagnosed with cancer and we recently got down to like pretty much almost nothing in our general fund making a donation to help with some of his treatment. I mean, brain cancer at such a young age. I mean, his parents, I can't imagine. Anyway, it's not something we're always able to do, but sometimes if we have that general fund, if there's different things that pop up and there's a need, like boom, we can try to respond and help. And I think that's the coolest part. And we're also going to be doing something cool with the Nashville Homeless Home Street Home, which if you live in Nashville, you should check that out. And it's a way where you can volunteer and go help and really go out and be with the homeless, you go to them. Steven, the man that founded it, is a former homeless man. And so he knows what it's like. And it's different from like the shelters that you may work with. Like he really is going out to the people that are living in certain areas where, yeah, they're not at a shelter. They don't go. They need someone to come to them. And it's an interesting group if you live in Nashville to definitely check out. And yeah. So the general fund, Pimp and Joy tie-dye, went well. So y'all are amazing. I wish I could hug each and every person. So that was awesome. And then to see the Christmas Four Things pullover orders come in because you were probably maybe already online shopping. But I'm speaking to those of you that are like struggling with what four things to come up with. We do have stock ones already ready to go. We added a kids one, which is pre-made. And it says Joy, Santa, Presents, and Cookies. And it's so cute. My kids will be wearing that. I've got my customized one, which says Baby Jesus, Mariah Carey. Shout out, probably because of that song right there. Family Time and Cookies. And then my husband's is Eggnog, Mistletoe, Red Rider, and Baby Jesus. And so we'll all be in our red Four Things pullovers with our flannel pajama bottoms, and it's going to be a super cute family picture. And I can't wait for that. And I don't want y'all to miss out on that. So not trying to like get you in the Christmas spirit early, but even with the customized totes, if you want them for gifts, the only reason why we're bringing it up is, I mean, you got to get the orders in. Yeah. And these pullovers, you like the totes, fine. You have until like December to get those in the mail. I would go ahead and order them whenever you think of them. But like the shirts, after Thanksgiving hits, you can start wearing that shirt like ASAP. So we've got to get them made. And believe it or not, it's almost November, guys. You're welcome for telling
me. I don't know what I would get on a Four Things. I think I would do like Mary, Joseph, Baby Jesus, and like donkey.
Oh, nice.
Wasn't that like the four? I mean, the, like well, every little nativity, one you see a donkey. That
we made like just as an example, but people loved it so much. So I think we're making it a stock one. And I think we're going to call it, we have the star, the manger, the birth, and Christmas. So those are the four things. Yeah. And we're calling this one the reason for the season.
That's a good one. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
Isn't that so cute? So yeah, just make sure you know, these could be like one of those things where you snooze, you lose. So put on that Mariah Carey, get in the spirit, light a pine tree scented candle, put some cookies in the oven. And I just tried to play Mariah Carey music off YouTube, but now a Peloton commercial has come up. So
doing a real official at Four Things with Amy Brown.
Which I do love Peloton treadmill. How creepy is that?
This is like ADD with Amy.
No, but I mean, yeah. I have a Peloton treadmill and that's the ad that came up. Probably because my phone hears me talk.
Oh, for sure. It does.
About Peloton. I wish Peloton would sponsor my podcast. Okay, let's get into the questions. Y'all are awesome. You've probably been waiting. You want to hear what if your question maybe got answered. Y'all can send emails to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com and let's get into them.
All right, this one's from Samantha. Hey, Amy, I have been feeling so motivated by your podcast to focus on the quality of what I'm putting in my body. I do good at home and during the week, but I seem to go a little off base on the weekends and when I'm eating out with friends. Could you share what you usually order when you're out eating and how you don't let the weekends completely sabotage you?
Well, I don't really see weekends as a sabotage anymore. And I think that that's at the Well Necessities, Lisa has been a big influence on me for that. And then, you know, she doesn't really like the word balance, but Erin Opria, my trainer, she loves the word balance. But Erin also has taught me like, why do you go Monday through Friday trying to eat so perfect and then ruin everything on the weekend? Like find that balance, whatever that flow looks like for you throughout the week. Like it doesn't have to be a weekend thing. Like if you're craving or you want something like that maybe you wouldn't normally eat on a Tuesday, like have it on a Tuesday. Like who cares? But I guess maybe the going out part is the weekend part of the equation that messes with people because a lot of times you don't go out during the week and you go out on the weekend. So I would say that's when you just have to listen to yourself. Like, do you still want a salad with some lean protein? Great, get it. Do you want the bowl of pasta? Well, great, get it. But I just am not, I think I used to live in that vicious cycle of like healthy all week, like sabotage on the weekends. And I try to just not. I try to just, as cliche as it sounds, like listen to what I'm craving and making sure that I'm looking at food as fuel for my body. And so yeah, when ordering out to eat, I would say there are tricks to stay on course. And mine would be, you know, if you're trying to be healthy and you never know what restaurants are putting on it on the food, I just try to keep it pretty simple. Like if they have a salad with some salmon or a salad with veggie sides, but You also might want salmon with some sweet potato fries on the side. Yeah, I don't know. Just find that balance of what works best for you, and don't look at the weekend as, you know, just a time to be out with friends and do whatever you want to do. And don't look at the week as trying to be perfect either. Maybe there's that Tuesday, Wednesday where you're like, oh, and then I always hear Lisa in my brain when I say trying to be perfect, because she would try to knock off that mentality. Her whole fork the noise is try to knock what is perfection. Like, yes, food should be fuel and nourishment to your body. So look at it as that, but don't look at if you crave or eat something else that isn't on your quote unquote good list. Like, don't beat yourself up about it. That's why she doesn't even like a good or a bad list. Nothing should be good or bad. But I mean, there has to be guidelines to something, you know, but check out her. She's such a great follow for me, especially with anybody that has had issues with food, at The Well Necessities. I just really, and if you haven't had issues with food, you may read some of her stuff. You'll be like, what? I did not get this. Okay. But if you have, I think a lot of it will resonate with you and hopefully give you. And I would say in the last year, I've had the healthiest relationship with food that I've ever had. And it has been not even just because of Lisa, it's been because of a couple of other things, taking on that mentality of not caring so much about a specific regimen and looking at more of like, my body needs food, my body needs calories. And I know that I want to function at a higher rate. I don't want to feel drained and tired and, you know, just hot lemon water and, you know, some lettuce wasn't going to cut it for me. And I lived off of that for a very, very, very long time. And, you know, you just kind of got to find what works for you, which I know is so hard, which I think we may have a question. I don't remember if I took it out or not.
I think there's one coming up.
There is? Okay. So I left it in, but it is a question. Well, I'll address it when we get there. How about we just go to the next question?
Okay. This one's from Nicole. Hey, Amy, have you ever heard of oil pulling? Can you please make it a thing or tell us about it and the benefits of it?
Okay. I have heard of it, and I did it a long, long time ago, and I learned about it from multiple people, but the first person that comes to mind is Kimberly Snyder. I just remember her posting about it, and now I have to cough. So I don't have a cough button. So
that's
Chase,
okay, yeah.
Chase, have you ever tried oil pulling?
No, I haven't. I'm actually kind of like sitting here intrigued to see what you say about it because...
Okay. Well, I know that it's an Ayurvedic practice because Kimberly Snyder, she's like an Ayurvedic doctor now, or she was like, she went to the school to like get all the training for that. And basically that's more of like a holistic type
you.
Doctor, yeah. In case you don't know.
Yeah.
But what you do is you put a tablespoon of oil in your mouth on an empty stomach. So ideally, right when you wake up, you like throw in a tablespoon of coconut oil and you swish it around in your mouth for like 20 minutes. It's hard. 20 minutes is a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just coconut oil? I mean, just
coconut oil. Yeah. And supposedly what it's supposed to do is draw out toxins in your body and it like improve like oral health, like your overall health in general. Too, but I don't know if I just didn't do it long enough to like see the benefits. But for me personally, I didn't really have 20 minutes in the morning to swish oil around in my mouth. So, and that's probably because I wake up like super early for work and I have to be really efficient with my time, or I'm going to wake up even earlier and that's just getting ridiculous. So,
is there a benefit with teeth whitening? No,
from the oil? No, I don't think so.
No, pulling and something with teeth whitening.
It's an ancient practice, but listen. I'm just going to tell you that I have tried it and I didn't really see any benefits, but I'm sure that's because I did not do it long enough. You can't just try something once and be like, oh, this is amazing. Unless you just really, there have been things where, yes, I've tried it once and I think it's amazing and I'll let you know. But oil pulling was not one of those things for me. Okay.
All right. On to the next one. This one's from Amanda. Hey, Amy, I was wondering if you could talk about how you manage to not check a bag and always take a carry-on. Heard you mention that when you travel with Bobby, you don't check a bag. Would love any tips you have for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even just with Bobby. Like, checking a bag can just be such a pain sometimes. So I have one of those away luggage bags, which I love. The one, whatever the size is, that fits in the overhead bin. It's like the smaller one. But they make an even smaller one than that to make sure it's not that one. It's like just the one before where you'd have to check. But I love it. And
it's a great bed.
I roll things to make more room. I try to like think, okay, what I try to take outfits that I can wear the same shoes. And if I only want to take like two pairs of shoes, then I'll throw one pair in my luggage and wear the other pair that I need to take. So that way I'm not trying to pack way too many shoes. Also, just think of items you can rewear together. That's depending on how long your trip is. That's something that I do. I try to get travel size, obviously everything if you're checking, but that's something you have to do. You've got to get start collecting travel size of all of your favorite products or get those little things from Target that are, you know, empty and fill them up with your big, you know, if they don't make travel size and what you like, then fill it into a little travel container. That even works with, like, if you want to take a pre-made matcha latte, you can mix it up and throw it in a travel container.
I've seen y'all do that.
Mm-hmm. If, like, you want a 12-ounce drink, well, then you get, like, three or four ounce little containers and fill them up. Boom. And then you put it in your carry-on. And then you can go to Starbucks and just say, I would like one cup of ice, please. And then you pour it over and boom, you have a drink. And you got to make it at home with your own ingredients and you didn't have to spend money at the airport. You're welcome.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other like travel hacks. I don't really, other than, and honestly, I keep my travel stuff ready to go because I travel so much that I kind of have like a go bag of all my toiletries and I just keep it packed because it's all travel size. Smart. So I only need it. And then I refill it as need be. But yeah, and then I just throw that in my away bag with my outfits. Hair stuff, I probably never travel with a hair dryer. So if I know I'm going to be gone for a while, I'll make sure my hair is like clean so I can make it the 3 or 4 days. And then I'll take a hair straightener wand. The hotels a lot of times have a blow dryer, which is not a great one. It's horrible, but I'll at least take my blow dryer brush in case I need to like freshen up something a little bit. Oh, and dry shampoo. Always travel with dry shampoo. Number one rule.
It's a go-to.
Yeah.
All right, this next one's from Katie. My question's about Kelly Levesque's green smoothie. I got her book and I'm planning on starting the smoothies this week. Can I make them ahead of time? How long will they last in the fridge?
Oh yeah, you can make them ahead of time. That's what I always do. So just know a couple days. Like I would make it the night before. I wouldn't be trying to make smoothies like crazy. Now, Kimberly Snyder's Glowing Green Smoothie, which doesn't have milk or protein in it, she said those last 3 days, but that's got like spinach and fruit. But if you want to get the most out of that before it goes bad, and the longer it's like blended and in the fridge, like it's losing nutrients.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So that's why you want to be careful about that. So I would make it as fresh as possible. So the night before should be fine. But then also I know people that will just kind of get it all ready to go. And then you just plop everything in the blender. Like have your protein powder pre-measured, your milk already pre-measured, your spinach already divvied out, but none of it's blended yet. So you haven't like started to crush up all the enzymes. So no nutrients really is getting lost. Cause you know, like the minute you slice into, this is just showing an example of what happens like when you blend something, why we're saying the nutrients. But, and again, I'm not a doctor. This is just stuff I've read. And I think this probably came from Kimberly Snyder, but like the minute you cut open to a piece of fruit, like you've opened it up. So it starts to lose nutrients. So she always recommends like if you want to eat an apple to save it till right when you want to eat it to cut it open, not to slice it open and keep slices in the fridge.
I've heard that.
No, yeah. Oh, good. You've heard it too.
Yeah, I've heard it too.
Because sometimes when I say it out loud, I'm like, is this crazy?
No, I've always heard that.
Okay, good.
That's good, good advice. Good. Mm-hmm. Hi, this is from Courtney. As a full-time mom and employee, I've been having trouble over the last 6 months going to sleep. I wanted to check out the Vital Protein Sleep Collagen shots, but Amazon is always sold out. Where else can you get them? And are there any other bedtime routines you have to help you shut your mind off?
Gosh, I feel like Vital Proteins, their website may have some, but Amazon's just like the best way. But I have seen them at Whole Foods, if you have one in your town. I know a lot of people don't, but they have them in we have a Whole Foods, but we also have a Whole Body. It's separate from in Nashville, but like in Austin, it's all together. So it may be in the Whole Body section. They may have the sleep shots. Target has started to carry a lot of Vital Proteins, but I haven't noticed to see if they have the sleep shots, but they do have like the collagen. So if Amazon is sold out, I mean, you may just have to go direct to the source, which I think you can buy from Vital Proteins, I'm assuming, .com.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I never have, but I'm sure that's a way. And then also, I texted Bobo, which we're about to record something later this week. So we'll have a Bobo segment coming up soon. If y'all are not familiar, maybe you're new to the podcast. He's someone that comes on from time to time. He's kind of our one of our health experts that joins us. And he said that something good to take, and he shared with us this before, is magnesium glycinate or threonate. So glycinate or threonate. And magnesium's the first word. And so then I sent him a picture of one that I've been taking called magnesium citrate, C-I-T-R-A-T-E. I doubt anybody's writing this down as I'm trying to spell it, but maybe you will. And he said that one's okay, but too much of it will give you loose stools. So what's up? I mean, I haven't had that issue.
Are you taking it for sleep?
Yes, I've been taking it. Mary had told me about this one. She bought it actually and left it here, so I've been taking it. Thanks, Mary. and it's, but if it doesn't bother you or anybody else, then it's fine. You should take it. But the ones that Bobo recommended that I told you a minute ago where I spelled it out for you conveniently, he said those are much less likely to give you any GI issues, which would be gastrointestinal. Boom.
Good advice.
But again, Bobo coming in with a segment. But there's something that's really calming, apparently, about magnesium to help prepare your body for sleep.
I guess I need to try
because
that.
Kimberly Snyder also has like a detoxy that you take before bed. It actually does get your bowels moving, heads up. But it has magnesium in it. And I have that on my Amazon page. I think it's called Detoxy, maybe. Yeah. RadioAmy.com if you want to look at that. Next question.
All right, this one's from Samantha. I'm super curious if you could share with us an eating plan of what a normal day looks like for you. Trying to come up with a good routine and would love any examples that you have.
Oh, I did. So this is the question where I didn't know if I left it in here, but I did. And hey, Samantha, I wouldn't have taken it out because of you. Like, love the question, but I don't really, I get this question a lot and I don't like, because I kind of play around with how I feel and different things. Like, I don't really have a very specific meal plan, except for as of late, I've definitely been trying to get 100 grams of protein today, a day, excuse me. And that's based on my weight and my activity level. And I had a friend that helped me figure that out because as my body's changing, I never have focused on protein. And now that I'm eating meat again, that's a lot easier for me to achieve than back when I was just eating predominantly like plant-based, but you still can get adequate protein that way. I'm not saying that you can't, but for me, I just felt like I wanted the meat back into my life. And now it's easier for me to get, but I had been working out pretty hardcore with Aaron for a year and a half, but I wasn't noticing certain changes in my body that I wanted to. And I was so confused why. And I was also really hungry all the time, but didn't really know how to properly fuel. And because I, again, things I had done in the past were really starving my body, even though I didn't know it. Like, I kind of just thought I was just pretty simple and minimal with food. And I would say there was a time 5 years ago or so where I was very, like, I would not even, it would like freak me out to like have to eat out because I'd be like, I had no control. So I would just pack a bag of lettuce, which I still do that because I want to get the nutrients from spinach. So if that's my way to consume it, if I know I'm not going to get it anywhere else, like a vegetable throughout the day, yes, I will put veggies in a Ziploc bag, including just straight up salad, and I will eat it with my fingers. And that does not bother me because I used to do it all the time. However, that's like basically all I was eating.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. And it boggles my mind. Like, no, but no wonder I didn't have as much energy, but also I was younger then. Like, my body also has changed. Like, there is something that happens. I will say, as you get closer to 40, like, things just start to change. And I'm like, okay, I need to tighten up. I want to, if I'm lifting these weights, like, I want to feel the muscle. And so that's when Aaron was like, you have got to eat more. So my friend Mackenzie, like, helped me figure out that plan of eating more, and I'm really not on a plan. The only goal is to make sure that I eat a ton of calories, and by ton, I mean, I'm not counting, but I need adequate calories so that my body's not in starvation mode, yeah, and that I hit my protein goal. And I will say with this, I have noticed muscles that I have never noticed before, and it's really cool. So don't be scared of food. And Aaron has always told me that. And I swear to y'all, I'm eating more than I've ever eaten. And I feel like more in shape than I have felt in a long time. So don't be scared of food. Now, that's not me just giving you permission to like, go eat whatever the heck you want and you're going to feel great, because that's not true. I still try to, I try to give my body quality proteins, a lot of fruits and veggies, probably higher on the veggie side than the fruit side. The fruits I like to consume are like raspberries, blueberries, and apples. And I try to eat those earlier in the day, not like at night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, y'all know the people that I love. If you listen to this podcast, I love Kimberly Snyder. I love Kelly Levesque. I love At the Well Necessities. I mentioned her earlier. She doesn't really necessarily have a meal plan like the other girls, but I don't follow anything 100%. I find little things from each program that I like or recipes that I like and that work for me. And that is what I do on the daily. And some days, like, I am so on the go, like I'm grabbing a Quest bar, and that's not really my, what I would recommend for people at all, but I know that I've got to get some calories in or some protein in, and I'll do that. But that's not the ideal thing. But if you're on the go, make sure you're still trying to put something in your body.
That's good advice.
Is it? Yeah. I feel like I just rambled for like a couple minutes and people were like, well, that was zero help. But no. But my thing with food is so, because I know I've, because a lot of the feedback I get from me sharing my issues with food in the past is that a lot of people are struggling with that. And I don't want to share with anybody what I do verbatim, because it may not work for you. And I would hate to set you off course, or I don't want to suggest like, hey, you should start eating this way exactly, because that might throw somebody off. What? And it may get them obsessing about it. And my thing is, I want to pull you away from that obsession of food. And maybe even sharing what I've shared might be confusing for somebody, and they'd be like, well, great, you just made it more complicated for me. And that's the last thing I want to do. And some kale junkie, she's another good person that I followed, and she's come on the podcast, that kind of just, you know, took on a mindset of like, whenever she personally, now she's got it down to where she can kind of eat healthy and know what her body needs, but she also can eat other things. And she just knows that she might feel like crap if she eats it, but it's fine. It's life. You live it. You don't stress out about it. Whereas she used to maybe would stress out about it. And that was me. And so what I want to get is to where people who have been in a similar place as me,
Well, and I think the biggest takeaway that you have, and you mentioned it, is when you remind yourself that food is fuel.
Right.
Everyone's body and everyone's daily routine is different. So if you're taking on, you know, a more aggressive workout routine, you're going to eat differently than what you were before.
Look at food as food is fuel. And then I also want you to have food freedom. Like, don't deprive yourself. Because the minute you maybe put yourself on some weird plan or strict plan, or you're depriving yourself, you may go into some mode where it may lead to binging or not binging, the opposite. And then you're starving yourself, and then you end up eating too much later, or it could end up in a vicious cycle. So that's why I really am not doing the best job at it, because I just know it's such a sensitive topic. But I guess I can just be transparent with y'all what's going on in my brain and what I want to share with you. And that in the last year, I found so much freedom in letting plans go, like letting it go, and trying to just fuel my body instead of eating minimal to be skinny or whatever that is, because that's just no way to live, period.
I think that's great advice.
Thank you.
All right, this one's from Justin. I'm 27 years old, and I've only been on about 8 dates. My sister tells me I should ask girls out and go on dates even if I'm not interested. Is it okay to ask girls out if I'm not interested in order to get better at dates? I've never been on a second date because I'm so bad on dates. Any advice couldn't hurt.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to take this question to the Bobby Bone Show. And that's like a good one for maybe Bobby to address and maybe some other people on the show. But Justin, thank you, first of all, for being a guy that listens to the podcast. whoop, and that emailed in. And then, I mean, Chase, you're single. I don't really know. I mean, it sounds to me like, yeah, if you're just trying to like get practice, which seems weird because that could be leading a girl on if you ask her out and you know she's not interested, but you're just trying to get some dates under your belt so that you get better at it. I don't really know how I feel about that.
I don't know. I mean,
but you never know. She might surprise you and you might end up liking
her. That's what I was going to say. I mean, if it, for you, like getting more comfortable just going out and like meeting and opening up to people is something that's going to help you date, like then I would maybe go on some dates and you could be surprised. I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm either interested or I'm not interested. So I don't like date just to date. There are some people that
date just to date. Yeah. But at 27, only being out on 8 dates.
Yeah. Like maybe you know, just for yourself, should go out and meet some folks and take some of those dates. Kind of just going into it with the mindset that it's kind of a blind date, even though maybe it wasn't set up that way, where you're just going into it open-minded. Like,
well, and you practice like asking questions about them, getting to know them.
I think it's weird too.
Like, but I don't want her to, I think it is weird if she, what if she's like, you could be leading them on.
If you like straight up blatant, like, you know, this is never going anywhere, I wouldn't do that because that's not fair to the female.
Right.
But if you're just unsure and you're like, I don't think this will work. I mean, if you don't know, go into it and just go on
that
first date.
Okay. Yeah.
But don't like keep asking, like definitely.
Don't like ask the person out again.
Yeah. If you know it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But it's a different world. Like the whole online thing, we were joking this past weekend. Like I did the Bumble thing for like a month and it was so weird. I'll never do it again. Which I know for some people, like I have friends that are like in relationships and one that's even getting married. They met on Bumble. Like that's so.
Well, Ray and Bay met on Tinder.
Yeah. And that's a thing. Like it works for some people. But I think that's a whole different etiquette than.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I know. My friend Kara, well, I guess I don't know. I should say. And now I've said her name, so I don't want to say. But she met somebody online, and it really worked out.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to get my other friend to sign up for this one called The League.
The League?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that one?
No, it sounds hardcore.
Yeah.
The League.
I mean, then there's Match.com. There's all kinds of different places, yeah, that you can just.
And maybe if you haven't explore that. Because I think there's some people that do really well, like with the whole online communication.
Yeah.
And there's some people that don't. Like it's better in person. Like for me, like I can't do the online thing. I think it's, I don't want to say weird. Like it's not, for me, it's just odd.
Well, how else do you meet people these days?
It's not natural to me. I mean, you go out to, I guess, go out with friends, go to a bar. Like, I have no fear, like, approaching anyone.
Oh, really?
Well,
okay.
I mean, but, like, what's the worst thing they're going to do is, like, shoot you down?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, which, speaking of, what's the worst thing someone can do? Say no. Bob Goff is going to be on my podcast this Thursday. And he's someone that kind of has that mentality of, like, go for it. Like, what's the worst someone can say? No.
Yeah.
And there's a fun little story about that, even with Chase in one of Bob's books. So Bob Goff is on for all four things. If you know of him, then you're probably already excited to listen. If you don't know who Bob Goff is, get excited because he is
so good. I definitely think it's one of your top interviews. They've all been great.
Luckily, I recorded it with him before I got allergy-induced asthma because, man, this is brutal. So we're going to go ahead and sign off now. We're going to end with that one. But make sure that y'all are subscribed to the podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, because then on Thursday, boom, that Bob Goff episode will just show up and hopefully you will listen to it and just be inspired. Like, that man is so special. I can't even. He's so special, right? He might be one of the most special people ever.
Yeah, that's the right word, special.
Mm-hmm. Like special in a good way, not like special.
No, but like
me. Some people, sometimes Chase, Amy, you're special. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bob, yeah, so amazing. So definitely listen. And thanks for checking out the Q&A. And we'll see y'all Thursday.